My friend Juan texted and said those Meta glasses will play your music list for you as well.
Oh.
You can have music in your ears from the glasses. So I guess you would have your pods in.
You could just say, hey, play my playlist.
And the mm-hmm. glasses will do it for you. Those things, I bet they become more and more popular. Kind of like the Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
The Meta glasses. And I do see lawsuits coming because of things you'll be filming and where you're filming and that kind of stuff. But I don't think there's anything this poor woman can do. She got filmed by that eighth grader, and it's not going to matter, you know, because it's public.
I mean, one benefit of them, though, if you're driving, I would film the entire time I was driving, just in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
It's like having a dash cam.
Absolutely, yeah.
Without having to buy the dash cam. Mm-hmm. Because then, you get into an accident, you've got it recorded. Mm-hmm. So if you're filming and it's recording, does it upload to your phone?
Yeah, I think it goes right to your phone. There's probably an app that you have, yes.
I bet that's right. But if I film, if I want to film a three-hour drive, if I'm driving somewhere, you can't have that much capacity.
I think it does, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
It probably stores it on a cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, what a boring thing to film.
It could hear you sing. It would hear you singing the Let It Go soundtrack.
Yeah. 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 Oh, my God, you're right. You're right.
I want to get you on. What is that? Is that a tunnel? Oh, yeah, it's a tunnel over there. That's great.
They might not sell me Meta glasses. They may be, you're so boring.
Too boring.
You're too boring to even have Meta glasses.
Yeah, your Meta glasses just be you at the gym.
That's it.
You in the gym shower.
Good to see you. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
God, you're right.
I'll see you over there, Stacy.
It's so boring.
Keep going, girl.
Yeah. You at Trader Joe's.
Oh, new hash brown. Mm-hmm.
Any big plans today?
Oh, this is it. Oh. Another day in paradise.
You eating a gummy.
You can help for evidence when your wife's yelling at you.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good too. When she says something later, I can prove.
Yeah, but it would also pick up everything you mumble.
You'd have to pause it at just the right time.
Yeah. God, you sure do.
How do you do that?
Yeah, she's just yelling at you to do something. All right, yeah, I got you. It's crazy ass. Can't believe I've done this for 20 years. 20 years I've been putting up with this. You believe that? Come on, Franklin. Come on, Franklin. Let's go outside. You crazy ass. Don't yell at me. I'm a man, damn it. You don't tell me I'm not a man. Say it to my face. How dare you? Say it to my face. Hey, Steve, yard looks good.
I
can't get Meta glasses.
I can't have this.
No.
I can't either.
No.
You're right. I'm trying to become more active on social media.
Nope.
When Chris Dim retires. And yesterday I thought, all right, I'm going to put something up on social media. Nothing. Nothing came to mind. Nothing. And that was when I had my moles removed. I was like, should I show my moles being removed?
No.
No. The answer is no. I could show what looks like a gunshot wound now under this Band-Aid. I mean, that I guess I could do tonight. I could take a picture of it. But then that's my torso.
And it'll get flagged for sure.
Yeah.
You think
they flag
so?
Everything
yeah, they
flag on there.
Flag it on there? God.
Yeah.
It's like you can't win on this thing. Dustin has the Meta glasses and wanted to comment on them. Dustin, go ahead.
Yeah. You can only record for about 2 minutes at a time. It'll stop recording after that moment.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can also talk to people. Like, you can make phone calls to them.
So I could say, call Biggie, and it just would. And then I could talk to him. Now, how do you hear it? Does it go through it? Do you have an earpiece in?
No, it actually plays it through right above your ear on the glass.
Really?
Over the earpiece.
And was it a good, do you think it was a good purchase for you? You like it?
I love it.
Yeah. What do you use it for mostly? Phone calls?
Phone calls, and occasionally I'll listen to YouTube or
right.
podcast or whatever.
And do you, if you're wearing the glasses, does it affect your vision in any way, or is it just clear glass?
No, actually, I got prescription lenses in them.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, because I wear glasses all the time, just readers, and I bet you can, they become your readers, right? Maybe I should invest, Biggie. Maybe this is a thing, you know? Yeah. Thank you, Dustin. I'm glad you commented on that so we knew what it is. And I should ask him more. What's the price on the Meta glasses, Dustin?
With my prescription lenses, $650.
$650 with the prescription lenses.
I'm sure insurance will help out with that, too.
With the prescription?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because you've got...
Because my cousin has a pair, and he just he wears them all the time. They're just his normal glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
And does he do a lot of recording?
No, he doesn't use any of that.
Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it. But for music.
He just has them to has them. I mean, they look cool. I mean, they're cool looking frames.
Yeah. And how would I buy them if I even, where do you get them?
You can get them at wherever your eye doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure they have them. Yeah.
They have them. I think you can buy them right from Meta.
Yeah.
I bet you can. Bruce, you're talking about the Meta glasses as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually own both pairs. I have the Ray-Ban version and the Oakley version. Now, the Oakley version is just a sunglass, just wear outside. Ray-Bans, they have transitions. So just like your transition prescription glasses and stuff, you can go inside and the lenses lighten up. But literally, whatever you look at, you can say, hey, Meta, and it'll tell you what you're looking at if you don't know. So if there's a priceless art of a painting right there, it'll tell you what it is, exactly who painted it, and everything. They're great. Wow. I love them.
The technology is incredible. So, yeah. So how much did you pay for those, if you don't mind me asking?
Your Ray-Bans run, your low-end Ray-Bans are about $300. Now, when you get the transitions, they're about $450.
Right.
The Oakleys, flat out, they are $500+, and those are just sunglasses.
I gotcha.
But I love them. I took them on a cruise with me and never took them off while I was outside and in the Bahamas. You get video anytime you want. My music plays right through the stems. Of the glasses. They were great.
It's amazing. That is unbelievable to me. Thank you, Bruce. And you know they'll only get better and better.
Oh yeah.
Of course. So that's why I say things like in 20 years, what is the technology going to be? You know, it's unreal. Remember, I thought Nintendo was the best it would ever be.
He did.
I said this, I played.
His name's Mario. He's a plumber.
Unbelievable. I mean, Tecmo Bowl, I played on Nintendo and told my roommate in college, it will never get better than this.
This is it.
And now you're wearing glasses that plays music when you tell it to. You can film whatever you want. Where is it going to go from here?
Yeah, I just did a quick search, and the prices vary, but you can get them anywhere from Meta to Best Buy, Target.
Really?
Your Sunglass Hut.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but they vary in price.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the lowest is like $250 and up to $700.
Just what we just heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, earlier this week, March 10th is Mario Day, Nintendo, because it's MAR10. I didn't know, I didn't find out till March 12th. I was like, well, it's
too late now.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I was going to report lots of specials yesterday at all these stores.
Hey, Meta.
For Mario.
Tell me about Mario Day.
It was 3 days ago, moron.
Thanks, Meta.
What specials can I get for Mario? If you had been shopping 3 days ago, you could have bought video games at a lower price. BB Shea just reminded me, Red Rachel reminded me, that tomorrow is Pi Day, 314. Here's BB Shea's controversial take. Crust ruins pie. There's no point in having the crust on the pie. Just have the pudding part of the, or the filling part of the pie.
I mean, crust isn't that good when you boil it down.
Wait a minute. What if you got like an Oreo?
A normal crust, I think for a specialty crust, like an Oreo crust, okay, mm-hmm. It's good. A normal crust, pie crust, it's not good. It takes away from it.
I'm going to go with him on this.
You think?
Yeah.
If it's just the top crust part, like that's why if I'm having a slice of pie, I always leave like a pretty thick end so you can have it with the crust. I don't leave just the crust part.
Boy, I don't know. I like the texture and some of those crusts are, I think,
I don't know. I think the pie filling is so good that when you bite into the crust, it kind of dampers the taste a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. I'll actually eat like a piece in reverse. Like I'll chop it into three and the crust part first.
The back part of it. Yeah.
Because you want that last bite to be the best.
The pointy.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fantastic bite. By the way, Bobby Nine Fingers wants to come in and bring for one of Chris Stem's last days to bring cheesecake. Remember Bobby Nine Fingers?
I do. And amazing cheesecake.
You'll never guess how he got his nickname. Well, maybe you
would. Yeah.
You know, he came in once before. Bobby Nine Fingers, his son, owns a cheesecake restaurant.
Some of the best cheesecake you'll try.
Yes, it is
delicious. Mountaintop cheesecakes. Mm-hmm. And years ago, he and his Bobby Nine Fingers emailed and said, I'm going to bring y'all some cheesecake. So, of course, the whole time I'm like, which finger did he lose? And how did he lose it?
Some staring. This is just a play on words.
Yeah. Staring at his fingers. And it's very discreetly done. Like, you wouldn't even really know unless his nickname was Bobby Nine Fingers. And now he wants to bring them back for one of Chris Dem's last days.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, I said, bring it, brother. Come on in here. Let's get some cheesecake in
here.
This is the, now it could make you wince. A new record has been set by a kickboxer. He pulled a 4,500-pound car using only his testicles. We have audio of it.
Believe it or not.
It's high-pitched. He tied his testicles to a 4,500-pound car and pulled the car.
Ready?
Ready. Oh, please, God, be careful.
Oh, come undone.
Oh, my God. He's doing it.
That's it.
Stop the car. Oh my God.
Rachel, you saw the video of it. Your thoughts?
I have a question.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Well, good question. He wanted to raise awareness for men's mental health and thought if he put his testicles on the line.
He is a perfect example of why mental health is so important.
I would say he is, yes. So for men's mental health, he wanted to get some eyes on this, and he literally pulled this car with his testicles.
How do you find out you're good at that? How do you find out that this is what I'm going to do? And I love the support from his mother. Oh my God, he's doing it!
Oh my God,
my baby's got the strongest balls in the UK. Yeah,
fact.
I love that.
A lot of tried and failed on that. Yeah. A lot of balls. That's how they came up with truck nuts. They just ripped right off.
They just couldn't get them off.
They
just
ripped right off, and that's it. That's right. There's another, this is also in the UK. The Urology Foundation has come up with a controversial new advertising campaign. It's called the hashtag You Name It campaign. They're urging men to name their penises because penile cancer is way up in Europe and in England specifically. So they say, give it a name, and then it puts it more out there in the forefront. Wait till you hear their commercial. Hot Water Willie, you wanted to talk about the guy who pulled the car with his testicles. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was in college in Jersey, my roommate used to allow us to use bowling balls and, hit him between the legs, hit his nuts for free beer because he was so broke. So we, every Friday or every Saturday, and I tell you what, the resistance on this freaking guy, it was something else. As he drank more beer, he wanted us to keep doing it. And we used to bet on, how many outs, how many outs, or how loud the screen would be, whatever. So anyway, I lost contact with that fool. But anyway, have you tried the hot water that I recommended there, Chris?
Not yet, but I like where you're going. He called us earlier in the week and said, drink hot water in the morning, and it really helps. But I tell you, I do not eat after 8 o'clock at night because of your call the other day. But I will try the hot water trick in the mornings as well on the weekend.
But I will say one more thing. So you're addicted to Diet Coke, it is, right?
Correct.
And you have dinner with Diet Coke. Is that right?
I do. I have dinner with Diet Coke. Yes, I do.
Yeah, when I used to caddy back in the day and I was young, I was cooked up on Pepsi because In the halfway house, they gave us a Coke or a Pepsi, and it ruined my stomach, bro. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but anyway, you guys doing? Hey, and then I'm looking forward for the Wednesday, the 25th, right? I guess you're gonna blow it out.
We're gonna blow it out that day. That's Wednesday, the 25th. That's Kristen's last day. Thank you, Hot Water Willie. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're blowing it out that day with a lot of goodbyes. Mm-hmm. Anybody can say whatever they want to Kristen. We'll
Tears.
Open the phone lines. Tears. Mm-hmm. I'll be crying. We're ending the show an hour early. The last thing he'll do is play Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. Then we'll play a song montage of a song he hates. That's our whole goal that day.
We have to get him out of the building.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Collect the clicker and be done. That's right. But that is Wednesday, March 25th will be Chris Dim's last name. Here's the commercial from England for men to name their Johnsons because they're having an issue with penile cancer.
Tiny Tim, Willy Wonka, the Leaning Tower of Peter, John Thomas, my old fellow. The Beast. The list goes on because 80% of men have nicknames for their penis, but only 10% have ever heard of penile cancer and its symptoms. That's why I'm delighted to support the Urology Foundation's Name It campaign to get men talking about their penile health and recognizing that penile cancer exists.
There it is. 80% of men have a nickname for their Johnsons.
Well, let's hear them, guys.
Mine I called the Big Gun.
I call mine John Cena. Can't see him.
I like it.
What about you, Biggie?
Wishful thinking.